Bodybuilding influencer arrested in Mexico on cartel fuel theft charges. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on May 14, 2026. Authorities in Mexico arrested a bodybuilding influencer and raided various properties of his in connection with a large-scale cartel-connected fuel theft and smuggling investigation. The influencer was described by authorities as a regional leader of the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas, a criminal organization that is considered a terrorist group by the U.S. government. The raids took place this week in various parts of the Monterrey metropolitan area, where authorities swarmed properties and arrested José Antonio Cortés Herta, better known in the bodybuilding world as Titan. During those raids, authorities seized 7 Tigers, 10 weapons, drugs, 11 cars, and 6 motorcycles. The man known as Titan was a local bodybuilding influencer who promoted workouts and training advice on social media while also showcasing his flashy lifestyle. According to information released by Mexican federal authorities, the man is described as a regional leader of the CDN Los Zetas who was active in the smuggling and sale of stolen fuel. Some of the properties raided by authorities are linked to the illegal fuel network run by Roberto Blanco Cantu, a politically connected businessman who made headlines in 2025 when authorities seized a ship in Tamaulipas carrying illegal fuel. As Breitbart Texas has reported, the smuggling of stolen fuel has become a top money-making venture not only for drug cartels but also for Mexican politicians looking for campaign financing and more power. The current governor of Tamaulipas, Américo Villarreal, not only had illegal fuel money funneled into his campaign, but even had the Gulf cartel intimidate voters at the polls. The political cartel connection has reached the highest levels of Mexico's government. Earlier this year, authorities in Argentina arrested a Mexican Navy vice admiral and nephew of the former Secretary of the Navy as part of a fuel smuggling network involving top military brass and public officials. The developing scandals from that case have pushed Mexico's government into full damage control, as the U.S. government has been increasing the pressure to make them fight cartels instead of protecting them. This pressure has caused a rise in tensions with Mexico's president, Claudia Sheinbaum, speaking out against the Trump administration, claiming that allegations of her top government officials being cartel lackeys are political in nature and there is no evidence of any wrongdoing. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.